Joining us now is Coach Kevin LeFevre of the Lincoln Cardinals. Lincoln went on the road tonight to play the Wellington Napoleon Tigers. A really tight game last year. Lincoln comes into Wellington tonight and wins 49-0. Coach, congratulations. Tell us a little bit about how the game played out.
Yeah, you know, we came out early, and they drove the ball on us to start the game a little bit. We were able to make some adjustments there, and we kind of locked them down and held out. Offensively, they blitzed a lot of guys at us. We were able to hit some screens and some quick passes on them to kind of get rolling. And our quarterback threw for 184 yards, and actually 130 of those were to our running back for two touchdowns. So we were able to get that going. And then our quarterback, Jackson Beeman, also ran for 75 yards and two touchdowns on the ground. So we kind of jumped on them early. That was all in the first and second quarter. And then we were able to put one more on them. Our twos were able to put one more on them in the third quarter.
Coach, obviously it sounds like you guys made some great adjustments tonight. You know, if the other team's blitzing a lot, hitting some running back screens and things like that, is that something that you guys have been able to do early in the year, or is that an in-game adjustment that you guys made tonight?
No, I mean, we've had some success with those earlier in the year. It just kind of depends on what defensive look. We've actually seen a lot of different looks this year, which is probably a good thing for us. So we had them in the playbook. We ran them a few times. They're definitely not our go-to, but we were able to connect on it tonight a few times, and it really paid off.
Coach, you guys have kind of been rolling through teams in the area. You haven't necessarily had a close game yet. Is that a concern of yours as the season comes on? You're getting into district and playoffs after next week. Is that a concern that you guys have?
You know, it's not a concern. A lot of our guys are coming back, and of course they were in close games last year in multiple close games, so I think we know how to handle them. Our defense has really been picking it up. We had two pick sixes tonight as well out of our linebacker, Nate Effie. So with the kind of our defense coming on strong and getting into it with seven seniors that have all played and started for us last year, you know, we feel like we've been there before, even though it hasn't been this season.
And Lincoln, for the listeners that don't know, Lincoln's a pretty young program, and you guys had some success, you know, playing JV games early before you started the program. Has this come along as quickly as you thought it would, or is this success a little bit of a surprise for you guys?
No, you know, we had a good class in I think 2016, and that was kind of the class that everybody was, you know, thought would do well for sure. And of course, that starts with those guys who started the program, but it's continued since 2016. We, you know, we feel like we've been pretty successful since then with a couple deep playoff runs, and so I don't think it's a surprise. And in fact, that's kind of our mentality this year. You know, our goal is the state championship, and if we don't reach that, then you know, we didn't accomplish our goal. So, you know, we're not surprised at all.
Yeah, you guys were in that game last year. Let's not skip too far forward ahead. Next week, you got a big game, you know, just right up the roll. The Colcamp Bluebirds, Kaysinger opponent, a rival. You know, what do you expect from Colcamp? What are you going to have to do well?
You know, we expect a tough game, and it wouldn't surprise us at all if that was probably our biggest challenge of the season, because they always play us close. It's always a tight game. They're well coached. They play hard, and hopefully we can just come out rolling. It is at home. It is our senior night. We have seven seniors that have all, you know, six were All-State last year, and the seventh one very well could be. So we definitely want to honor them, and hopefully they turn it on for their last Colcamp home game, at least regular season.